I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. We can get your calls at 844-967-2789.
Tom, before we go back to the phones, I got to ask you, do you know the big trucker convoy has started American style? Apparently, there was a trucker convoy supposed to leave from Scranton, Pennsylvania. A guy named Bob Bulbus was one of the organizers, the primary organizer, it would seem. And then there was another one leaving in California. And my understanding is Bob up in Pennsylvania only had one truck.
Michigan had like 10.
They only had one truck. He didn't even want to leave. He's like, I'm not even going unless we get 25 trucks. Well, apparently the one truck he had, Bob's truck, had a couple of flat tires. A little embarrassing. You know, you got to check the tires before you convoy out. Hammer, you know, hit the hammer. So anyways, apparently he did roll out of Scranton, and I had heard some rumor. I had been flagged. You know, they were so worried about this big convoy. They were going to actually head west, maybe find a common meeting ground. And I had been flagged that they had contacted a truck stop outside of Portage, Wisconsin, seeking permission to roll in with this convoy, you know, towards the end of next week. In my thought, now, you know, in retrospect, knowing that it's just Bob and like five pickup trucks rolling out of Scranton, you know, Bob, when it's just you, you don't have to call ahead at the truck stop.
Yeah. California's hoping for, what, 1,000, I've been reading.
I heard 40 trucks. Yeah, they have like 40.
Whatever. I mean, you know, I saw that movie. You know, that's okay. You want to protest? Protest. You want to burn some gas, you know, to make a point? Okay. But if you start locking up traffic and blaring your horns and whatnot, well, wasn't it the Republicans that said you should be able to run over protesters if they're in the way? How do you feel about that, truckers? I'm just curious.
Different protesters. We met the different.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
and
that's
they did
right.
Say that, you know, they were going to leave a lane open for rescue vehicles. But don't think you're getting to work on time. That was the warning they gave. Well, that's a little better than Chris Christie's crew. They blocked all the lanes on the bridge, man.
Cannonball run, baby. Give me that 6.6 and let's roll.
844-967-2789. 2789. Eastbound and down, I was trying to say. Mark from the sack. Let's keep her clean, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
what do you got?
I was just going to think, I looked up the Latin for the hands. It's manus officium.
That even sounds dirty in Latin, man.
And that's just in that. You know, love me some Jeannie and Betsy and Dick and Bill. And it just is. I could just thought of the trucking song. We got a pathetic convoy. You know that. Oh, we got a weak-ass convoy trucking through the night. You know, the pathetic sight that...
Well, they got Bob and five pickup trucks rolling through Scranton, apparently. He went to the mall, and he was like a mini parade for a while. He apparently circled the mall, just, you know, a one-man convoy. Yeah. And then eventually he got inspired because the TV cameras were making him look bad and that none of his friends showed up. So, like, him and five pickup trucks rolled on down the road.
And since CJ insists on, you know, kind of insulting us that, you know, maybe crackpot jingoist is, you know, for CJ. And I'd like Ron Johnson to actually know that actually there's a difference between Marxists, socialists, and progressives. Those are actually totally different ideologies.
Really? There's no difference between Republicans and Russians as near as I can tell?
Well, that's a whole another kettle of fish that's been sitting out in the sun for 3 or 4 days. That
Mark, gonna cut you short there. Didn't want to get that sort of smell image in my brain.
Oh man, I think as soon as he said it, I thought a kettle of fish
in Manhattan. We partied there
in New York, man. Yeah,
a Packer bar, and I'm wearing my Packer hat. And that was right down from Washington Square Park. We saw Bernie Sanders. We broadcast from a kettle of fish.
Yeah, good old time. Yeah, good stuff.
844. Appreciate your call, Mark. We're going to try to sneak at least one more in.
What happened to Dave from Mequon? I'm sorry, dude.
2789. Dave from Mequon saw his bitch slapping coming.
Oh, come on.
Ran in the house hiding from us.
All right. Well, we will move on then to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just returned from vacation. On vacation, I read a book called Compromise. And it's written by a Peter Sturzok. He was the FBI guy. One of the FBI guys.
Oh, Peter Strzok.
Yeah.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, I believe so.
But it was really an amazing story. And what it tells me in the end is history will show that these Republicans that we're seeing in office are just no good. They're just evil people, and they have no interest in a democracy.
Kevin, did Peter Strzok talk about his lover
and secret societies? Because Ron Johnson was convinced there were secret societies and he wasn't invited, and then realized that might be a little sarcasm.
Exactly. And the only mention Ron Johnson got in the book was...
I'm sorry, please continue, Kevin.
I said the only mention Ron Johnson got in his book was he was a stooge of Russian misinformation and one of their easiest targets, which shouldn't be surprising to anybody that lives in Wisconsin.
Well, that's why they call him Russian Ron.
Thank you, Kevin. Ron had subpoena power. Ron was head of Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee in the Senate. I mean, Ron used that very prestigious and important platform to filter, I think that's the wrong word, to amplify Russian propaganda on a regular basis. I mean, when the Russians are putting stuff out and Ron's asking those very same questions in his committee, don't you have to wonder why?
Well, the same Senate committee report, Ron Wyden's report that we referenced, the whole Russia funneling $30 million plus through the NRA. Well, I mean, Ron Wyden was calling Ron a Russian stooge at the time. And Ron's thinking, shut up, man, I'm getting paid.
Russians, Republicans, Republican Russians.
I know, they're sort of interchangeable. So, like, when they start throwing Marxists, it takes one to know when you're Russian, you Soviet. You were cheering for the CCCP, weren't you? If Republicans had been around in 1980, they would have lined up and put their money on the Red Army team.
Because that's exactly what Trump and Putin would tell them to do. And they do it.
Yep. If Trump thought he could win that bet, he'd definitely double down. Thank you to John Nichols, our own redheaded correspondent today. Thank you to Fancy Brian. Thank you to Evan. And, of course, my little buddy Dominic. Thank you for joining me on the airwaves today.
Come on.
Now, stick around. Native Roots Radio is next. And then the Up North Podcast with our friends, Pat Krylo and Kirk Bangstead. You're going to want to stick around. I hear they got a big show tonight. It's always big shows right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Just keep it locked. Glue it. Lock it. It's all you need.
And yes, losers. They are losers.